Happy Friday, everybody. Crazy Asian here. Hope you're having a fantastic part of your day and embracing the day. If you're familiar with Sherm Speaking Series, I like to have a theme every single day. Friday is for personal development. Monday is leadership. Tuesday is career development. Wednesday is motivation. Thursday is social media. So today, based on conversations that I've had this week, I want to reiterate a little bit. I alluded to it yesterday, but yesterday I had a ton of posts, so I don't expect everybody to constantly consume all of my content. So I want to be able to just take a step back and talk about how some people have this feeling that they're overwhelmed by all the things that they aren't. They're not rich enough. They're not in the right relationship. They're still single. Their kids aren't doing as well as they thought they would be. They don't have the right car. They don't have the right house. They don't have the right promotion. They don't have the right job. They're not at the right company. They don't live at the right city. And so we have a tendency to think about all these things that we aren't. And then all of a sudden we're filled with anxiety. We might be even get ourselves in a depressive state where we wake up and going to ourselves, oh my gosh, what is compelling me to get out of the bed, because I am overweight, I'm underpaid, and I just got divorced, right? And so the problem with that kind of attitude, that stinking thinking, is that we're missing out on the wonderful opportunity to love ourselves for the small things that matter. And it could be that, hey, you know what? Even though I'm out of weight, out of shape and overweight, I'm actually exercising 4 days a week, and I just got rid of soda, or I just stopped smoking. By making those small little steps, those small positive moves in the right direction, we can then celebrate our victories, celebrate those small wins, instead of getting down on ourselves. Because the moment that we start having this attitude that things aren't going well, and we focus on the voids in our lives, we have a tendency to stop moving forward and taking action. And that's really where I think we really need to focus in on, is what are those different action steps that we can start taking now in order to start feeling a little bit better about our situation. Now look, if you've just got divorced, you probably aren't going to get in a relationship very quickly, nor will you want to. But at the same time, I know that sometimes you're going to be lonely. I'm a divorced guy. I was a single father for over 5.5 years. So I understand the feeling of, you know, taking care of the kids, going to work all day. And then once they're to bed, it's pretty lonely. It's pretty quiet. And unfortunately, if you're like me, you have a tendency to go on social media and you see a lot of families and friends and acquaintances that are just dominating the relationship scene. And that can be very, very depressing for people. For me, it wasn't, just so you know. But that's just because I'm a cockeyed optimist. And so if I do that, if I kind of go down this path of looking at all the things that I'm not, and really if I'm comparing myself to other people, it's really the thief of satisfying myself in the moment, right? Because I could be having some really, really, really awesome wins in my life, but yet because I'm looking at what everybody else has, I have a tendency to then go, oh man, my life kind of sucks, it kind of blows right now. And in reality, it could be pretty awesome, except that I'm only focusing on that 10% that isn't really good. And so this really is the majority rules, right? So if 60% of your life, or even 51% of your life, is better than the other 49, that unfortunately is a win. It really is. It doesn't feel like it. I know that feeling, that the feeling of being overwhelmed, that life just isn't going in the right direction, and you're feeling like you're maybe restarting at ground zero or even negative 10, and there just doesn't seem like there's any good prospects in the future, whether it's career or finance or relationships. And so I get it. I understand exactly that emotion. And what I would say to you that was true to me is don't keep score right now. Like today, there's no value in you while you're going through the thick of it to keep score and say, oh my gosh, like I'm negative 50 and I should be at 25. And so in reality, I'm really negative 75, because that's not going to help you get out of your funk. So if you find yourself in a funk, the only way to get yourself out of that funk is to actually do something. And it, and I know that's not what you feel like doing, right? Like, when you're in that funk, when you're in that depressive state, when you're in that that feeling of anxiety, that life isn't going the way that you thought it would, and that life has really served you up a really big piece of pie, of humble pie, it is really debilitating. And so the idea of having to go do something beyond what you're just the necessity of life, right, beyond working and maybe taking care of your family, outside of those two activities, you're really not motivated to do it. And I totally understand that. In order to get out of that stinking thinking, you need to actually do something different. And it can be as small as literally going to the gym. And I'm not saying that you need to do 5,000 reps. I'm not saying you need to go bench 185 pounds, you know, 20 times, five supersets. I'm saying just go to that gym. Maybe shoot some hoops. Maybe hit the bracket ball around. I'm saying just go by yourself. I'm not saying you need to have this, you know, this amazing sweat, experience, or you need to be able to engage in a class. No, but just go somewhere that's different from what you're normally doing, right? So if you're just going to work and going home, or going to work in the bar and then home, number one is I encourage you to cut out the bar. I'd encourage you to turn off some TV, turn off the Netflix, turn off some Hulu. You don't need to watch, you know, the fifth loop of ESPN Sports Center. It hasn't changed, especially if it's like Friday night at 3 a.m. Add in something different. Get a new recipe. Bake something you've never baked before. Go do a different activity you've never done before, like flying a kite, or painting pottery or clay. And I think the moment that we start doing something different than our current state, we start seeing things differently. And so that's the only way I know how to get out of your... Well, actually, no, I take that back. I'm getting out of your funk. The other one that comes to mind, if you enjoy talking with someone, if talking to someone else is somewhat therapeutic for you, then I would say then you need to go talk to a really good friend that will allow you to just express yourself, not try to give you solutions, not try to help you fix it, but just literally sit there and go, yeah, no, you're totally right. No, it does suck. No, I totally get it. Or go talk to a therapist. And ultimately what you want is you want the opportunity just to be able to let loose and to not feel like someone's going to judge you or tell you that you should be thinking it differently. You need a healthy, open space in order to communicate in a way that you feel better by being able to have that conversation. Other people, they don't find value in having that conversation. Shoving it down deep into somewhere in your body isn't healthy. It's going to start manifesting itself in some stress, and some anxiety, and it's not going to be healthy. That's where sometimes you end up feeling burnt out. And the moment that you feel burnt out, you have to take a break. If there's a 3-day weekend coming up, take advantage of it. Literally plan nothing outside of making sure that you're eating and sleeping and maybe some, something that's going to make you smile or laugh. Laughter is a great one. So if you find yourself in a funk, then I would definitely grab some movies, grab some Netflix, go to a stand-up comedian, like a performance, and get yourself a good laugh going, like a hearty, stomach, maybe even rolling on the ground kind of hilarity, because that's going to help you maybe laugh at your current plight in life. And that'll make you feel a little bit better, at least for a moment. So hopefully you can find different ways that's going to work for you to get out of the funk that you're feeling that you're in. Sherm's out.